In the beginning, Dr. Roundtree told us to look into the LGBTQ plus community in the area we are in now and surrounding us. So, with that in mind, I focused on Richmond in particular because I'm from here, and I looked into Richmond High School because I remember the Gay Straight Alliance that is there, and also the newspaper. The Register at the high school. So I went there and I found an article from the Register, and it has the particular article that I found had students recalling their own experiences in the Richmond Community Schools systems and how they are discriminated against and harassed because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. And that is a really big issue because students are not understanding and not really wanting to understand other students who are LGBTQ plus, and so it leads them to have sometimes a negative connotation to them and LGBTQ plus as a whole. And also students, anybody just wants to be accepted for who they are, and it's hard for them to accept themselves for who they are if other people aren't accepting them for that. So if they're being discriminated against or harassed or bullied at school, where they are at 8 hours a day, 7 days a, not seven, 5 days a week, then it becomes really hard for them to accept themselves. And so that's an issue that needs to be fixed. And then I looked into the GSA and I interviewed the leader, who is Jennifer Hartman. And she told me about the atmosphere there and how the environment is a very welcoming and accepting environment. And it's a safe place where students can go without being judged. They can be who they are. And it's a really warm place there. So I thought that was really cool. And she, like the students in there, are just really curious about the LGBTQ plus community, and they want to learn more about it and about support groups and places here in Richmond particular that are here to help them and not only help them feel safe, but also help them to learn about their history or just history of LGBTQ plus in general. And another thing that was really interesting that she told me about was that the club itself, the students, they talk to the school board about issues regarding LGBTQ plus students there at in the school systems, and one of which being teachers not respecting pronouns. So teachers would just outright not call the student or refer to the student as the pronoun that they ask them to. And so that leads to the student feeling disrespected and unwelcomed in that classroom and around that teacher. And then, so because the teacher's disrespecting them like that, the students themselves feel as if they are able to do that or if it's that it's okay, and it's really not. And so that really needs to be fixed. Teachers should respect students for who they are, especially with students being called what they want to be called. That's just a basic human right. And then another issue that they want to be fixed at the high school and other schools in the system is they want gender-neutral bathrooms because there are quite a few transgender students or students who don't identify as female or male specifically. So they want a bathroom and need a bathroom where they feel comfortable going to the bathroom in, because if they don't, then they'll hold it in all day at school, and that leads to health issues in and of itself. And then also, if there's a student who is transgender and using binding, that can lead to health issues itself also. And so I thought it was really cool about the club coming to issues above them with the school board and stuff. And I'm really interested into seeing what more they do, what the school board's going to do about the issues already brought to them. And I would also, I'm really interested in seeing more articles about LGBTQ plus students and just like the community as a whole in the newspaper at the high school itself, because that was the one that I found. And it was only one, so there needs to be more about that. But I like the start of it because more people are being, are knowing about, are getting to know about the LGBTQ plus community and students themselves. And so that's really cool. But so that interests me in high schools all over Indiana and their clubs and what their clubs are doing or their alliances. And also how the teachers support or disrespect the students for who they are because they are LGBTQ plus. So I'm very interested in following this topic.